Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Let's check in with Brian Holly with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. It's going to happen this weekend. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great, Brian. Before we get to Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey, and of course we'll also take a look at the St. Mary's Chatham series, first off, I believe congratulations are in order. This is a wonderful day for you.
It is a wonderful day in the Holly household. We have arrival at grandbaby number two. Sweet Lillian showed up 8 days past her due, but showed up healthy and raring to go, and just a blessing, truly. She met her big sister Lila, and Mom Kenzie's doing great, so... Yeah, it's you're going to have to really work hard to knock this smile off my face today.
That is wonderful. Congratulations, Brian. That is wonderful, wonderful news. And but you've also got hockey action this weekend with everything else that's going on. My gosh, did you think we'd still be talking about this series? We're going into Game 6 and possibly Game 7 on Saturday. What a series this has been.
Well, the Game 5 started off, first of all, a shout-out to all the fans that showed up. There was just under 1,000 people in the rink on Saturday evening, and the atmosphere was absolutely electric, especially in the third period. The Irish came out flying, looking like a team that were ready to be crowned champions. Zach Magwood scored yet another highlight reel goal where he undressed a defenseman and a goaltender coming in on a two-on-two. And gave them the lead. The crowd went nuts and went to the intermission up 1-0. Unfortunately, they came out the second period in Game 5 very similar to the way they came out in Game 3. It's inexplicable. They've had very good second periods through the playoffs, but for some reason, they fell asleep for a couple of minutes, and Strathroy got two goals in a little under a minute to take the lead. Now, Zach Magwood got another goal to tie it up on the power play a little bit later on, but then another defensive breakdown put them down 3-2, and then a really unfortunate situation where they were down 3-2, and it was back and forth and really exciting, and then a really bad missed offside. And I don't want to be too hard on the officials. These guys aren't NHL, you know, linesmen or whatever, but it was a pretty bad offside missed, and that led to the 4-2 goal, which kind of changed the dynamic in the rink a little bit. They came out in the third period trying to fight back and got on the power play and made it 4-3 early on. But a really nice goal by Justin McIntyre, of the Strathroy Jets. A wrist shot from the high slot that went in off the post. Zach Weir had no chance. That made it 5-3. Graham Brulotte with his 14th goal of the playoffs. What a playoff run this guy is having. He scored a shorty to make it 5-4, and then it was 8 minutes of buckle up because it was back and forth, and the Irish did everything they could. They throw everything at the Jets that they could, but they couldn't beat Evan DeBrower. And a credit to the Jets who, Jamie McQueen, their star player, played one heck of a hockey game. He came to play, and they kept Brandon Buck off the score sheet, but Jamie McQueen really stood up and led his hockey club, and like I say, Evan DeBrower, the goaltender, shut it down in the third period, and off we go to Game 6 tonight in Strathroy at 7:30. It sounds like it's going to be a full rink up there too.
I think so. Again, we should remind folks that the Irish are leading this series 3-2. It is Game 6 tonight in Strathroy, 7:30 start. And Brian, if whatever happens tonight, if it goes to Game 7 on Saturday in Stratford, how incredible is that going to be?
Well, I mean, like I said, there were almost 1,000 people there for Game 5 thinking that we were going to hoist a trophy there. And so Game 7, I can only imagine, how electric that building's going to be. Now, it should be noted that's an earlier start if it happens tomorrow, a 5 o'clock start if there's a Game 7. And again, tonight's game has a paywall, so you have to pay to watch the game, but you can watch it on their website, keep along. But tomorrow night, if there's a Game 7, it's just going to be absolutely electric.
All right. Well, we hope we can look forward to that. What do you think heading into tonight's game, Game 6? This series really has been back and forth.
It has, but there's two trends that I'm really counting on continuing. Number one, in this series alone, the road team is 4-1. The home team's only won one game out of 5. And so, like I say, there's one trend we hope to continue, plus the fact that the Irish are 6-1 on the road in these playoffs, and it harkens back to the first round when they played Petrolia, They got up 3-1, just like they did in the final. Came home and did not play 60 minutes of hockey and lost that game. Had to go back to Petrolia for game 6, but they went up there and just played a perfect road game and closed out that series. So those are two trends that we really hope are going to resurface tonight in Strathroy. The fact that they're so good on the road. And I remember 2 years ago when they won the championship, they were undefeated on the road. They were 6-0 on the road. So it's very reminiscent of 23 when they won the championship, their ability to win on the road. They seem to thrive in hostile environments. They kind of like being the bad guy, I guess, maybe. I'm not sure exactly, but it's a really tight-knit group, and that's the kind of hockey club that wins on the road. So let's hope that trend continues
tonight. All right, go Irish tonight, and if not, go Irish on Saturday for sure. Stratford Fighting Irish, it's the race for the cup. And speaking of which, the other series, GOJHL, my gosh, what a series with St. Mary's and Chatham.
Well, the news is not so good with the St. Mary's Lincolns. They've run into some two major roadblocks. Number one is they've run into a Chatham team that is firing on all cylinders. Their D-core, names that most people don't know, Van Netten, Fortier Smith, Bassick, Gillen, these guys are playing their best hockey, and they've got a kid, Dylan Richter, who came back late in the season from playing with the North Bay Battalion in the OHL. And what a hockey player this kid is. And they are just, they're playing fantastic hockey. Their goaltender is playing well. Their D-core are really working on second chance stuff, something that St. Mary's thrives on with their forecheck. The other problem is that they are running into some injuries on their defensive side, the Lincolns. They lost their best defenseman, Barge, to the OHL. He went up to Saginaw a couple of months ago. And they've been able to withstand that. But then they lost their second-best defenseman, Ryder Livermore, a 20-year-old who's been with them for 3 years. They lost him in the London series in Game 4 with a broken leg. And now they've got a defenseman suspended for a couple of games because of a hit early in this series. So they are depleted now. They only have 4 healthy defensemen. They've got a call-up. And they're doing everything they can. They're fighting really hard, but Chatham, like I said, is firing all cylinders, and they're down 3-1 in the series, and so they've got a game tonight in St. Mary's. They have to win to keep the series alive. If so, they'll make it to Chatham on Sunday night.
Yeah, that's right. They're right back at it tonight in St. Mary's at the Pyramid Recreation Center, so what a series that has been. In the meantime, Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey, they're at Strathroy tonight. Go Irish. This is going to be an amazing weekend of just great hockey action. And again, Brian Hawley. Brian, I know hockey kind of seems secondary to all the news in your life. Congratulations, Granddad, but try to enjoy the games this weekend, too.
Well, thank you very much. And like I say, it's just a happy, happy time in my life. And it's just kind of calls home that, as important as hockey is to us Canadians, some things kind of trump that with importance. And we're just going to enjoy the weekend with our new addition. And hopefully we'll enjoy the Fighting Irish raising a trophy at some point this weekend.